Gracious Holy Father, we give you thanks for your word, for its cautions, and for its calling to consider where our treasure lies. And Father, now I pray that the words that I speak and the meditations of our hearts collectively might bring glory to your name. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight we come together as a community of Christians, recognizing that Easter is but 40 and a few more days away. And if I was going to ask you to plan a party for 2 days from now, I bet that you would begin to panic, those of you who are planners, unlike me, who's not a planner, and you begin to hurriedly put together all the things you need for that party, the invitation list and the food and the decorations and Lord knows what else that people who plan all those sorts of things have to put together. But I imagine if the party happened in 2 days, it wouldn't be a very elaborate or grand party, I imagine. In 2 days, it's hard to have any real celebration. And I imagine if I was throwing a surprise party for you and you found out that I'd only started working on it 2 days before, you wouldn't be very impressed. Well, when I'm asked about Lent and why it is that we take this period of time up towards Easter, these 40 days, I usually answer by saying that if something as important to our life as Christian believers, as the passion of our Lord Jesus, His death and resurrection, then should we not prepare adequately for it? This is what I hope happens for all of us during Lent. I hope that we are about making preparations. I hope that this 40 days lays groundwork, gives us opportunity to prepare ourselves in heart, in mind, to truly rejoice and devote ourselves to the celebration of Jesus' death and resurrection. So that, in a sense, is my answer to the question of why Lent? We're preparing for a grand celebration. And nothing that we do not prepare for can really affect us. So let this be a preparation time. If I ran out and bought you a birthday present this afternoon and your birthday was tonight, my wife's laughing. If I bought you a gift certificate, you might be happy, but you wouldn't feel very special. But if I planned a birthday celebration for you, or a getaway weekend with my wife, months in advance, it truly shows my devotion. So we've got this period of time, you and I, this 40 days to prepare ourselves, to set our hearts right, to make adequate preparation for the Lord, to rejoice in His death and resurrection. We say as Christians that we preach Christ and Him crucified, as Paul says in Romans 1. If that's truly our focus, then 40 days probably isn't even enough to prepare our hearts for the celebration. Well, how do we prepare? Well, if I was going to throw a party, the first thing I would have to do is clean out the junk, to get rid of the things that are in the way before my guests arrive. In Lent, we prepare our hearts by clearing out the sin junk that limits and keeps us from God. In a little bit, you're going to be asked to say along a litany prayer that is very thorough, that hits just about every possible conceivable part of our lives. And it doesn't do so that to condemn us, but to cause us to contemplate. Where have I fallen short? Where have I done those things which I ought not to have done? And where have I left undone those things which I ought to have done? as we say on a weekly basis. So we clear out the junk. I want to say to you that in my own life, God has used this 40 days of Lent to do some pretty amazing things over the years. Gut-wrenching at times, but effective to get my attention, to call me to let go of some things, and to trust in Him in some new areas. My prayer for us is that this would be a Lent that we truly prepare by cleaning out the junk. Well, the second thing I think you got to do to prepare is make space. Sometimes if you're planning a party or a celebration, you rent chairs and tables, right? Or you have, I don't know, again, I'm out of my league here. I don't know how to plan a party, but you have to make space for the stuff that's going to come in, for where all the party guests are going to be. We need to make space in our lives during Lent for our hearts to be prepared. Now, I read a book. Well, I started reading. I never finished it because I'm too busy. But I started reading a book on margins years ago. And this book is supposed to be really good. So if anybody ever gets to the end of it, call me and tell me. But the book Margins, basically the point of the book is that we lived lives crammed up. We cram one thing up against the other. And I do that. I run from one place to the next, to the next, to the next. And I wonder if you're not like me. If we're going to prepare our hearts, then we have to make some space. And that's the reason why a lot of us take the discipline of adding or subtracting something from our lives in order to make that space. We might subtract something like a habit, something we do, some enjoyment of life, TV or candy or Coca-Colas or Pepsi, got to be equal here in our representation. Or talk radio, that's always something that I like to think about giving up. We look at our lives and we say, of all the things that God's given us, what is something that I could set aside for this time in order to make some space? The other side of the coin is that sometimes we add things to make space. Perhaps there's a devotional book or a book on prayer or some other spiritual discipline that you've looked at and thought about reading. Now's the time to make the space in your life to read that book, to allow God to speak to you through that. Or maybe it's just a time away with the Lord, a sacrificial time that you spend. If you fast, what do you do with that time? Do you fast a meal and work through lunch? No. You fast a meal and you spend that time in prayer, making space for the Lord to speak into our lives. He wants to speak to you. The Lord wants to communicate to you. He wants to talk to us. He wants to let us know His plans. He doesn't want His plans to be hidden for us. But we must seek Him. We must seek Him with our whole heart. He doesn't want us multitasking as we talk to Him. So make space. The third thing we do in preparation is something actually that we don't do. And it comes from the gospel I read a moment ago, the Matthew passage. And basically Jesus' words to those who would practice piety, who would practice devotions, disciplines, He reminds those listening on the Sermon on the Mount not to be somebody you're not. Not to put on airs. Not to try to impress people. A couple of weeks ago, a man spoke to us on Wednesday night about Francis Schaeffer, and his name was Richard Horner. And Richard said that Francis Schaeffer would invite people into his life, into his home, but he would not entertain them. If you think about that, when we entertain people, we feel all this pressure to put on airs, right? And to impress them. And to get everything perfect. And I don't know about you, but when I have somebody in my house that I'm entertaining, I can't enjoy them. I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. So whatever discipline, whatever you add or subtract during this Lenten time, don't do it to impress others. Don't do it because you think it's the right thing to do. Do it for the relationship. Do it for the dialogue, not the decorations. It's the thing I wrote down in my notes. Just kind of staying with this party motif. Do it for the dialogue. You can be so caught up in fasting once a week or giving up chocolate or avoiding television or whatever it is that you forget the whole purpose for giving that thing up. I do it. So in our preparation, let us not forget who we are. Allow the Lord to speak to you tonight as we say this litany. Let Him show you the areas that He wants to address in your life. Give Him permission to put His spotlight on those things. And then together, let us prepare our hearts, remembering that where our treasure is, there truly, as Jesus said, will our heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.